The decision to introduce a flat tax rate of 19% instead of 32.5% has been widely welcomed by farming peak bodies and lobbyists. But certainly there are still many farmers wondering why it took the federal government so long to fix a problem of its own making.
Oh, it's just, I'm totally underwhelmed by the whole situation. I think everyone agrees that rural Australia at least needs them. They're here doing us a service. They're here doing themselves a service by saving, you know, earning money to pay for their holiday here. I think it's just been one PR disaster and, you know, this is a band-aid fix on the whole thing, and I'm not as worried as I would be at 32.5%, but I don't believe we should even have it the way it is. They're doing a necessary job in Australia. Treat them like Australians.
Obviously, the government has picked up on a sentiment amongst the community that you've probably heard. I've certainly heard those people that would prefer to see these jobs being performed by Australians, not backpackers. What do you say to that criticism?
Oh, look, it's totally right. We favour Australians if we can get them. You know, we've got over 50% locals or Australians, and most of them are good, but there's so many that, and even amongst our crew, there's so many that, you know, they just have a day off. It's my birthday, I won't work today, or, you know, I had a rough weekend, I'll have Monday off. And I think anyone who's half-decent worker, Australian, has got a job. There's just not enough to fill all the vacancies.
That's Dennis Howe, one of Australia's largest banana growers in the far north Queensland food bowl of the Atherton Tableland. Yesterday, government MPs, including Keith Pitt, the member for Hinkler, and also Assistant Minister for Trade, Tourism and Investment, were putting on a brave face describing the policy backdown as a win for regional Australia.
We have listened. We have listened very closely to what industry has had to say. I think 19 cents is a fair mark. I haven't spoken to anyone in industry who thought that backpackers shouldn't pay any tax at all. I think 19 cents will be accepted by industry. It's good news for tourism and it's good news for regional Australia, and it's something which we've fought very long and hard for. The debate has taken some time, but as I've said many, many times, it is a complicated matter. It's not as simple as it looks. In fact, you will have to register as an employer to get the 19 cent flat rate. That is one of the changes. And in order to do that, we'll expend some $10 million on increasing enforcement and to be able to pay for that register inside the ATO.
But Dennis Howe says the problem could have been avoided if the government hadn't unfairly targeted working holiday makers in the first place. At a new flat rate of 19%, an overseas worker on Mr. Howe's farms will now pay $32 a week more tax than an Australian worker in an average 38-hour week.
I just believe it's unfair. I still think they'll come. I do think it's unfair for those who only get 1 or 2 days work a week, not through choice, just because there's not enough work around, and we need that pool of people there for when we get busy.
How do you feel now that you know the government has been willing to reverse this policy, one that you identified almost 18 months ago as being unfair to regional Australia? Are you feeling more confident heading into these summer months that you will be able to keep the workforce that you need to keep your operation going?
Yeah, I believe, you know, the workforce will be here. The backpackers will still keep coming. I'm not happy with what they've announced today, but it's certainly better than it was going to be.
It's a view shared by Chairman of Bundaberg Fruit and Vegetable Growers, Alan Mahoney. Mr. Mahoney says Australia's comparatively high wages will continue to make it an attractive destination for working holiday makers. But uncertainty surrounding the on-again, off-again backpacker tax hasn't helped.
We've already seen and noticed a drop in numbers up to 7% across the Wide Bay region, and the amount of inquiries had also dropped off. So it was starting to look damning for the summer season, but now we hope that flow of working holiday makers continues. Just got to get it out there on social media and get it out there globally, especially when it was announced at 32%. It definitely shot around globally, you know, in minutes, and it didn't take long to sink in. So we hope we can get this campaign out there and get our share of workers back to Australia.
Backpackers make up about 60% of the seasonal workforce in the Lockyer Valley, one of Queensland's food-producing powerhouses. That's where Anthony Starts grows lettuce and broccoli, and he says there's no doubt the damage has already been done to Australia's reputation.
It would be better if government would make a clear decision, do their work before they announce a ridiculous policy and come to industry with something that's at least tangible. So that's been the disappointing part about the whole policy rollout, I think. You know, I think it was a ridiculous policy stance in the start, and, you know, 19% may or may not be workable, but, you know, that's where we're at the moment.